Under current law, strip searches of pretrial inmates are only allowed if there is reasonable suspicion they are carrying a weapon. But county jail officials say they need to strip search everyone to protect both guards and other inmates and keep drugs out of the jail. Outagamie County Jail Captain David Keisner says many of the inmates coming into his jail have violated probation or parole and know they are going to jail before they're arrested. He says they often pack what's known as a jail care package.
Before they go see their agent, they can go ahead and put a package together of whatever they want to try to sneak into the jail. They can take it and tape it to their body, tape it to their scrotum, places that we can't see, and get that stuff into the jail.
But if the law passes, it could face legal challenges, according to Devin Lee of the State Public Defender's Office. She says a recent U.S. Supreme Court ruling known as Florence v. Burlington upheld the right for police to strip search anyone entering a jail. But Lee says the ruling made clear that searches can only be visual. Under Wisconsin law, police are allowed to touch a suspect during the strip search.
The Supreme Court said, we don't know that we would have come down this way on this case if we were talking about anything outside of visual-only searches. So if we're going to leave the law in Wisconsin that we can do physical strip searches, then we are outside, I think, the purview of the Florence case.
The Public Defender's Office has called for changes to the bill to better protect the rights of inmates from unreasonable searches. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.